You're listening to Foch and Friends on the number one hit music station. Wake up in the morning. Power 96.5.
We are in the studio with Chance Nichols. You are from the Springfield area. You went to Nixa. You are now in LA. You are a stand-up comedian and actor. You will be at the Blue Room Comedy Club tomorrow night. You can check them out. I guess the biggest thing is, what do you miss about Springfield, and do you talk to your LA friends about Springfield?
All the time. because it's like such a, I don't know, the Ozarks, it's such a unique place culturally, because mm-hmm. it's like this weird, Springfield's this city where it's small enough to where you can like know so many people and be in so many places, but big enough so that there's like still mystery.
Yeah.
And we're like right next to Branson, which is a whole can of worms. And I think the thing I miss most, honestly, is like the food, which is funny because I live in like, you know, lived in Chicago and Los Angeles, which are like these big, like major mm-hmm. food cities, like world renowned.
Sure.
But honestly, most nights I'm just like, I wish I could have some Wheelhouse or some Bambino's or Mudhouse or some Mudhouse coffee. I go there once a day, every single time I'm in town.
When you're in town, yeah.
Oh, yeah. It's my favorite coffee shop. I've never found a coffee shop in all my travels that's quite like it. So that's one. Wow. Those are big things. I also just like that there's like a shorthand in Springfield about like all the inside jokes that we all have, like the Brad Pitt of it all and the cashew chicken of it all. And the, you know, just stuff like that is very, I don't know. I love coming back. I'm not one of these people that's like, I hate my dumb hometown. It's like, I love this place.
Yeah. And I would imagine it gives you material when you write your stand-up.
Oh, big time. I do this bit right now, and you'll hear it tomorrow night at the Blue Room Comedy Club at 7 p.m. where I'm like, I talk about being from Nixa and how one time I was like feeling very depressed in high school, and I went to go see a guidance counselor about it, which is what you should do. And the counselor, to make me feel better, played me a song that his band recorded to make me feel better.
Awesome. Was it good?
These are the people that raised me.
People
wonder why I am the way I am. I'm like, it's because a middle school principal in our school district when I was growing up got arrested for a DUI and in a school zone and didn't miss a day of work. It's like, these are my people, you know?
It's awesome. So yeah, I mean, all of these, I mean, especially whenever you write, not only for stand-up comedy, but even like acting and some of your projects, you also do a podcast. Some of these things, they can become like a positive.
Yeah.
To your future. Like a lot of people are like, oh, well, that's terrible to talk about. And it's almost kind of like I look back growing up in St. Louis, because I joke around about it on the show all the time mm-hmm. about St. Louis public schools. Mm-hmm. But gosh, I mean, I wouldn't want it any other way.
Right.
Like some of these experiences like made me, you know, who I am today. And I think, you know, some of the experiences you just have to go through and learn from them.
Oh, for sure. This place made me who I am, like in so many ways, because again, it's just ridiculous. You know, that, like I said, like Branson, for example. When I tell people about Branson and Silver Dollar City, they don't believe me. I'm like, no, there's this town right outside where I grew up.
So
where
awesome.
It's like, imagine if Las Vegas was ran by like Baptists, basically. Like, it's the coolest, weirdest little town. There's like a wax museum. There's
like people go to see it.
Right.
Yeah.
From all over the country.
There's like three abandoned theme parks. It's the coolest place. And I don't know. There's just such a charm to and I just feel really like grateful that I got to grow up here, because mm-hmm. again, it's small enough to where you can feel like you have like a unique and cool identity, but big enough so that there's like there's always some mystery out there.
Yeah.
Like, you know, a big part of growing up here is, and it saddens me that Walmart closes at like 11 now. a big part of my childhood was going to Walmart at 1 a.m. and just walking around.
Right.
And it's like people are like, oh, yeah, I grew up in, you know, Las Vegas or Miami, and I was going to nightclubs when I was 17 with a fake ID. And I'm like, me and my friends would just troll around Produce. That was our nightclub.
So
it builds
awesome.
Character.
There you go.
Foch and Friends, 6 to 10 weekdays on Power 96.5.